Jarrell Cotton and the A's take on the Red Sox at Fenway Park, and the right-hander would get plenty of run support in the very first inning.
The runner goes, a 3-2 line to right down the line. That's a base hit. Around second is Semien, diving, and the ball gets away and gets past Mookie Betts. And so scoring is Semien, and the A's take a 1-0 lead.
Chris Davis hitting. Little pop up, Pedroia out. Pedroia's not going to get it. It drops in for a hit. Lowry trots in to score, and the A's lead 2-0.
Here's Matt Olson, a left-handed hitter, and Fister deals. And a breaking ball drilled to right. Betts going back, turning around at the wall. He will watch it fly. And the A's take a 4-0 lead.
A 4-1 Oakland lead in the third. The runner goes, is driven in the gap in left center. On the run, Benintendi looking for a ricochet off the monster. It goes toward Bradley in center. Around third is Joyce. The throw comes into the plate, and he's in safely to give the A's their fifth run.
Maxwell's 0 for 2. Hembry delivers a 2-1 line down the right field line. Trouble, fair ball, going to the corner all the way to the wall. Here's Pinder around second. He's going to third. They're going to wave him. The A's increase their lead to 7-3.
And that would be your final from Fenway Park. The A's have now won 6 of their last 7 games. Dent Lowry finishes 3 for 4 with 2 runs scored and 2 RBIs, and Matt Olson now has 10 homers and 19 RBIs in his last 15 games. Jed Lowry is putting together his best season since 2013, and the left-hand hitter now has 45 doubles on the year, which ties a career high.
Exactly what we needed to do, and we were able to do it.
Jed, what's it like playing in Boston? I mean, you started here, you've come here, and you've played, you've done well, but being a player, playing here versus being a player coming in and playing against the Red Sox, just playing at Fenway, what's it like?
Well, I mean, Fenway's a great environment. They, as you can see, the stands are pretty much sold out. They love their baseball here. And so, you know, there's a buzz. You can kind of feel that buzz all game.
And, Jed, we talk a lot about these young players the A's have, and they certainly are fun to watch.
Yeah.
And you being a veteran player, do you find these young players coming to you, asking you questions, and do you enjoy being the leader on a team that has so many young players?
Yeah, no, I try to make myself available to whoever, you know, wants to ask me any questions. We've got some, you know, quality coaches on this team that are there for those guys too. So, you know, I don't want to get out of my lane, so to speak, and start coaching. But at the same time, you know, I feel like I have some good experiences that I can share with these guys. And, you know, if they have questions, I'm an open book.
Well, if they watched you hit, they learned a lot just watching you. And especially, how hard was it to get to second and then go to third because Betts dove for a ball and couldn't come up with it, just kept rolling down the right field line?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
That's right.
But I guess I hit it hard enough that I got it by him. He's a pretty athletic guy out there, so I wasn't expecting to run to third right there.
But you used the Green Monster on your double. I'm sure you did that when you were here with the Red Sox. How inviting is that Green Monster when you're batting left-handed? Because we've seen a lot of good left-handed hitters just bang balls off there for doubles.
Yeah, I mean, I probably didn't do it enough when I was here, but it is. You know, if you can get a pitch out over the plate and stay behind it, you know, you can get some cheap doubles in this ballpark. But, you know, that's just I guess that's what you got to take advantage of when you're here and you get those pitches. You got to take advantage of it.
The A's will go for the series win on Thursday at Fenway Park when Daniel Gossett makes the start.